It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul has some words for us in 2 Corinthians. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. You know, I'm a rich man. Some people I know will deny that. They look at my salary, my bank account, what possessions I have. They by no means consider me a rich man. They wouldn't even go so far as say that I was in the middle bracket, much less in the upper bracket. But like I said, I'm a rich man. I'm a rich man. I'm rich because of my heritage. I came from a home where parents loved me, provided for my needs to the best of their ability, sacrificed things they very much needed so that I could have advantages they never had. I'm a rich man. I have a wife who loves me. She puts up with all my faults, stands beside me, pulls for me when the going is rough. No, she's no Hollywood star. But most of the stars in Hollywood cannot hold a light to her when it comes to real beauty. Yes, I'm a rich man. I have 4 wonderful children. I have 5 grandchildren. Children and grandchildren who give hope and promise of a better tomorrow. I love them, want the best for them, and try to bring them up in a Christian environment like my parents did before me. I'm a rich man. I have a job, a very meaningful job. Not much money in it, nor prestige, but it gives me a chance to help my fellow man, to lift the sights of others to a higher level, give my life to a cause that will leave the world a better place in which to live. I'll probably never reach the top of my profession, but I can face life knowing I did my best in the job which I felt my Creator wanted me to do. I have a job which I consider important because He considers it important. And again, I'm a rich man. I want to say it one more time. I'm a rich man. I live in a free country. Millions and millions of people cannot know the richness of that. They live under the shadow of a dictator. Millions more here in the country where I live have never realized that freedom is an obligation, not a license. Thus, they're poor. Poor because they have not learned that freedom is not a license to drag men down into the depths of filth, but that freedom is an obligation to lift myself and my fellow man to greater and greater heights, pressing on toward that high mark to which our Maker calls us. Again, I'll say it, I'm a rich man. I have friends who are friends. They stay with me through the good times and the bad. They encourage me. They cause me to try harder. They keep me from giving up. When the clouds of darkness are around me, these friends of mine are beside me. They're true friends. The doors to their homes are open to me as mine is to them. I'm a rich man. I've found what many still are searching for. I've found forgiveness and understanding and help. I've found them in a crucified Galilean. He takes my weaknesses and makes me strong. He takes my fears and makes me brave. He takes my doubts and makes me believe. He assures me of what every person wants to know, that there will be life after death for me. Like I said, I'm a rich man. Oh, by the way, can I borrow a dime?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.